Thank you for joining us, Mr. David Chadwick.
It's all right.
Performance of pre-season, I'm going to suggest that one. That was sensational.
Yeah, it was. It was just amazing to be part of a performance like that. It was from the first kick of the warm up. The lads were in the zone. You can always tell in the warm ups when they're listening and the concentration levels, and they meant business tonight, the lads. And straight away going into the game and they're flicking the ball around, one touch, two touch. You know, it was a joy to watch. And I've said, you know, I've spoke to the lads, and we're not going to get carried away. Do you know,
you could easily get carried away after that.
And do you know what? You look at pre-season and, you know, we beat Morecambe, good result against Charlie, beat Chester. We're not getting carried away. Just like, you know, we got on the wrong end of a 4-1 last week against Fire. We're not going to beat ourselves up about that either. You know, going down to London, we got beat, we missed, you know, we're not going to beat ourselves up, but then we're not going to get carried away. It's just a lot of hard work to do. So, you know, the lads know that, the management know that, and, you know, it's, you know, we're in for an exciting season.
Let's talk about some of the performances tonight. We spoke about your selection headache problems that you and the coaching staff are going to have over the season, especially at centre-back. Tom Dean, I mean, I don't know where you stand on this. His shorts are as white as they were when he first went out. And
in this
that's
weather,
because he was in the right place every single time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Leave it to Renault.
Because then Curtis Jones, I mean, Doyle was Doyle all the way through that.
Doyle
then
was class.
Then Curtis Jones comes on, and he's doing the same thing, brilliant defending. So.
And this, you've got a little bit different in them all. You've got Tom Dean, who shows no mercy, and when he wins an header, he takes everything with him, and you will not pass, so to speak. You've got Curtis Jones, who's like a slick Rolls Royce, just floating around. He come on there for 25 minutes, and he was just ghosting about, winning headers, 1-2s, getting in, and guiding forward with the ball. And then you've got Doyle, who's got a bit of everything. You know, he's strong in there, and great header on the goal, great ball in, I might add, that made the goal. That's the big difference so far already this year. Some of the quality on the deliveries into the box have been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of quality deliveries, and Ennis is going to score about 10 free kicks, I think, this season.
He put it down, and I turned to Chappie and I went, 1-0. I said, 1-0. And yeah, top corner. And then his second one,
it was free kick-esque as well,
wasn't it? And let's not forget the one in the middle where, I mean, Jack Lennon, special mention, what a performance.
He was our man of the match, Lennon.
And I don't blame you. It was probably an hard decision, but I wanted to take him off. And he was playing that well, and he was bossing them. I played him in the 10. He loves playing up there in the 10, but closer to the forwards, and you can see why. He set up the second. What a ball over the fullback into Donoghue. Donoghue, unbelievable. Charlie Ennis, unbelievable. You know, we can go right back. I don't think Paddy had much to do, but his decision-making was vital in every
He's punching, and he's just getting a hand on crosses to slap it away.
He was punching when he should punch. He was catching when he should have caught, you know, and he's kicking. You know, just great. A great performance from him. Just everywhere. The midfield, pots his first 90 minutes, that's the best I've seen him this pre-season.
And we were saying the players look like they're enjoying it, and why wouldn't they be? Because the mantra is, if you're taking more than two touches, you're doing something wrong. And there was a lot of times in that first and second half where there was no more than
you didn't need to.
It was just brilliant, wasn't it?
And you could see, I think we did about 20 passes in the last 5 minutes, and we were bopping it around, one touch, two touch, all around the pitch. And then they just, you know, Jono and Bernard, they're no mugs. They've come here and put a strong team out. You know, players who they've purchased last year, they've paid money, and, you know, they're in 4 days a week, they work hard, and their mentality is, we will work harder than the opposition. And today, you know, it went in our favour, and you could tell they didn't look happy, and rightly so. You know, we played really well, and if we carry on that, we can only get better this season. You know, as the lads get to know each other more, the movement, I mean, you saw today, the link-up play in the second half with Griffin, Jack Lennon, that was from last year. You know, one of them be dropping into the midfield there and then get into the middle, and then Griffin bop into the 10, because they knew where they were working. And, you know, as we go on, the whole squad will be like that. And it was good.
Good.
It's a pleasing performance. You know, I'm just glad I'm not Renault, because pick the bones out of that, mate. It's
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Halliwell coming on as well at right back was pretty good. I mean, Morris had his best game at right back as well, we should say.
Do you know what? Aaron Morris, first half against Joel Taylor, their left back, he is one of the fastest things I've seen. And Aaron Morris defended superbly against him. He come out second half and you could tell his legs were tired and he went, Chaddy, I've only got another five. And that's what you want.
You want a player to admit it.
Yeah.
As well.
And it kind of, because I wanted to get Rain further forward because I like what he does up there. But I asked him to do a job for me there and he's like, he just wants to be out there playing and he's a great kid, great potential. You know, all over the pitch. I'm so pleased with everyone.
Well, good luck to you, Chaddy, and to Neil Reynolds listening in Spain. You're going to need it because that was the best performance of pre-season. So
thank you.
Onwards and upwards for Runcorn and then Osset and then Grantham away.